something?
We hope not, but I think there'll be an extra intensity to it. We're always fascinated by the comments of opposing managers afterwards. You know, a Crawley manager said it's the best of play, Gotchfield, it's the best of play. You know, it goes on like this when it's Swindon, best performance of the season against us. So that's something we've got to contend with. I love the fact. And another one that, you know, we're going to count that, you know, nobody really expect too much from them. They just got promoted and everything. And I'd say Paul's priorities are probably staying in the league despite the start.
Peter said something very similar after Gillingham as well, despite the result.
Yeah, that's what, you know. I'd say it's something we have to contend with and cope with. And that will be especially tested in the derbies when we do go away from home. It'll be different at home, the atmosphere, you know, with 20,000 Blades fans, but away from home, that's when your mentality and everything does get tested.
You've got some, you know, a lot of players here who've played either at a higher level or in, you know, big games, North Board, etc. So I guess you're backing that they're going to actually thrive on that.
I hope so.
Yeah,
that's what we hope so. We're all going to have it as the season gets on. Seems like, I mean, we've only played a few, only 10 games, I think, two more in total. And it seems though we've had big games already, you know, and that's going to, I think, intensify in the next 7 or 8 months. So let's get used to it.
Does it take a special type of player to be able to cope with that? Because there's constant pressure on this club, isn't there, to perform?
Yep.
Perhaps more so than there is at others.
Yeah.
Then in games like this, you're always there to be shot at, aren't you, Simon?
So you need a strong mentality, the characters out there, a little bit of experience as well. And the youngsters, just to, if there are any, even on the bench, just to get a taste of what it's like in local derbies, because it is different. You've got to fight and scrap for everything, but you've still got to have enough to get the ball down and play when you can. I don't think you can just go right that way and do a battle. Local derbies are like that, teams generally. Just try and get the ball down and play a little bit as well. I think in the past, you know, Merseyside derbies and stuff, they're so intense. Nobody puts two passes together. I think that's changed a little bit over the last few years. Probably with Brendan Rodgers and Roberto Martinez helps that sort of thing. But you still want the passion.
Yeah.
But you want a good game as well.
Well, you can have both, can't
you? I don't
see
any reason why you can't. No, that's it. But I think sometimes teams can go in and so focused on the other side of it. Oh, everybody's got to get every tackle, everybody's got to close down and everything. Hold on a minute. We've got to play it and we've got to play it.
I suppose this is the special type of player as well who can feed on that atmosphere but almost divorce themselves from it at the same time. I know that sounds a bit strange, but
I think that's something that separates the top players from those a level or two down as well. I think that they can do that. And that's why even in World Cups, you know, going off a bit of a tangent, people who experience the Second World Cup are better off for it. First one, you know, everyone's tense and nervous. That's why, you know, anybody gets to play for the World Cup the second time they go. It's better for that experience. I'd do a case with local derby before the ball or whatever. We'll know what it's going to be like.